And it's time once again for our ethicist, Randy Cohen. Randy writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine, and he's here to take on some of your ethical challenges. Randy, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Glad you could come by. We've been getting lots of letters, and let's go straight to one. Doug Boudreau is a pediatrician, and he writes as follows. I have a handful of patients who repeatedly fail to show up for appointments. Thus, I have times when I am inexplicably and frustratingly idle. It is my policy to dismiss patients from the practice after 3 does not keep an appointment, or DNKAs, in 6 months. However, the patients with multiple DNKAs are disproportionately poorer. They may not have phones. They may be relying on others for transportation. They're living in a more chaotic social environment. These children also tend to be the patients who most need my help. To dismiss them seems like punishing them for their financial condition or their parents' disorganization. I think the policy is fair, but it makes me feel crummy. Is my policy ethical? That's Doug Boudreau. Well, Randy, is it ethical to refuse to see patients anymore if they don't show up a few times?
Let's see. He's frustratingly idle. Well, you know, why doesn't he pass the time by reading a 5-year-old magazine while a flu-ridden toddler screams in his ear? That's what I do when I have to wait for an hour at my pediatrician.
Am I noticing a little suppressed rage here?
You're noticing, I think, undisguised delight that the worm, the coughing, hacking, flu-ridden worm has turned. I think his feeling of crumminess is well-placed, and I mean that in a nice way, that it's admirable that Dr. Boudreau recognizes the difficulties his poor patients have in working out the logistics of doctor's appointments. And his instinct is right here, too, I think, that rather than a punitive approach, he should devise a system that better meets their needs. To help his patients, they have to be able to get to the office, and he wouldn't have his office on the summit of Mount Everest. He wouldn't have office hours just at midnight. So maybe he can revise his scheduling and consider, I don't know, flexible hours or a drop-in clinic one day a week. It's the kind of thing he should talk over with the patients themselves and with his colleagues to see if they can come up with a system that would accommodate the needs of both people.
Well, now, wait a minute here. Before we hear from Dr. Boudreau, I'd like to ask about that, because these are people who said, okay, I will show up on Tuesday at 10:30, and then they don't. And then they don't even call. They don't even contact him. Even though that might be difficult, there are payphones in the world.
I like your approach, Steve, of just hectoring them. Let's just scream at them. But that doesn't seem to be working. And the real question here is not how do we make them more righteous people. Yes, of course they should call. But the question is, how can we work out a different system that solves their medical needs and makes Dr. Boudreau's working day a lot more pleasant?
Doug Boudreau is on the line. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
So you've listened to Randy's opinion. Sounds like he doesn't like your policy very much.
Well, it's a difficult dilemma for us to deal with, because there are patients who are waiting 2 and 3 months to get an appointment, and there are times when I'm just sitting around, and I could be seeing them if I knew that I would have that opening.
Is it possible to work out another system for that group of patients? Would it be possible, say, one day a week to run your office as a drop-in clinic, where if a patient misses half a dozen appointments, you don't simply cut them off? Because I genuinely admired your concern for the children that would suffer from
right.
this. But could you instead forbid them to make an appointment after that, and they have to come in, say, on the drop-in day, and they may have to wait a bit longer, but at least their children will get medical attention?
Yeah, that's actually something that I had not considered to that extent. I mean, we've tried to work in drop-in days in our appointment schedule, but the selective, okay, you can't make an appointment for 2 weeks from now, but here's our drop-in day, we haven't thought of that. So that's a potential solution there.
So what do you think, having heard Randy's advice? You think you're going to change your policy toward these DNKAs?
Yeah, we call them Dinkas, actually.
Dinkas.
Not people, but that situation.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. So what are you going to do with the Dinkas? Are you going to do anything differently?
I think that's a good idea about having the walk-in day just for that eventuality, and also for patients who need care right away.
Doug Boudreau is a pediatrician in Jefferson City, Missouri. And Dr. Boudreau, I understand that you're rushing off to an operation, so we need to cut this a little short.
Yeah, well, we've got lots of babies coming today, so I have to be there for some of them.
Well, congratulations, and let's see if they show up on time.
Right. Thank you.
Randy Cohen writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine. If you have an ethical question or concern, you can write us at watc@npr.org, and be sure to include the word ethics, that's ethics, in the subject line. And Randy Cohen might just meddle in the middle of your muddle. Randy, thanks very much.
Yeah, pleasure, Steve.